On June 25, we're conducting our 7th annual cowboy camping here at our place, which we call Lost Creek Ranch. We have chosen as our theme from the book of Hebrews, "Do not neglect the assembly of yourself together as the manner of some is, but encourage one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." We believe that the day of Jesus' coming is approaching and that we are very near. We see signs about us, and I've mentioned some of those in these talks. And so we believe that it's important to help people be ready for the coming of Christ. Now, camp meetings began 222 years ago. The first camp meeting was held here in America in the year 1800, and the Presbyterian Church was the first to begin camp meetings. Why did they begin camp meetings? They believed, as we do, that the coming of Christ was imminent in 1800. They wanted to prepare as many people as possible here in America to be ready for Jesus' second coming, soon return, that they believed was very imminent. Now, in those days, about 1 in 12 Americans belonged to a church. That doesn't mean that they were totally secular people. The Judeo-Christian culture was very strong in those days. But there were fewer churches, and many people didn't belong to a church. They were focused on going west and developing property and making their way, creating the American dream. And by west, we're talking about the Appalachian Mountains, eastern Ohio, and so on. And so camp meetings were begun on the frontier, which was those areas. And they were begun in order to help people to be ready for Jesus' soon return. Now, why did Christians in America in those days believe that Jesus' return was imminent? Well, that's a good question. I'm glad you ask it. Protestant reformers taught that the 1260-day prophecy was 1260 literal years. They learned this from Daniel 7, and of course, the 1260 is mentioned 7 times, 3 times in Daniel, and 4 times in the book of Revelation. As good students of the Bible and prophecy, they taught what I've been teaching in this seminar, that those were literal years that happened during the Dark Ages when the church reigned supreme and suppressed truth and the Bible was not accessible to the average person. And so the suppression of truth was a big problem. The Bible predicted that this would happen. But the Protestants here in America, futurism had not come into their vocabulary yet, or their minds. They still believed in the historicist view that the 1260 days were years, and they believed that period was just about over. Now, they hadn't come to agreement on exactly when it started, but they knew that it started about that many years ago, and that they were around the time when that period would end. There were various theories about when it started and when it ended, but they had the approximate time right. Now, their understanding of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 was that Paul said that there would be a delay, a detour, that the coming of Christ would not happen until certain things happened. The apostasy would come first. And they believed the apostasy was the 1260-year period. So, being that they thought that that period was almost over, and also they understood from 2 Thessalonians 2 that when that period was over, it would end with the coming of Christ. And so they believed fully with all their hearts that the coming of Christ was imminent and they needed to get the world ready. And so they began camp meetings, revivals, where people came and camped for a period of time to be revived by the Spirit and by the teaching of the Word. Now, these camp meetings took hold so well that by 1801, the Methodists and the Baptists got in the game, and there were many more camp meetings to help people prepare for the coming of Christ. By the year 1830, camp meetings were waning. That is, there were fewer of them, and the anticipation of the coming of Christ was less, as people began to question their understanding of the 1260 day or year prophecy. We're going to talk about that transition in our next segment. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.